So last Tuesday, Adam Levine made his triumphant return to The Voice. He and Maroon 5 performed their hit Beautiful Mistakes, and it was a pretty big night. But it was a bigger night for five finalists who were waiting and waiting and waiting. In the end, the winner was Cam Anthony, and probably because of this performance, which really stole the show and caused Blake Shelton to say, this guy is destined to become the first superstar from the series has ever produced. Cam Anthony, listen. This kid is 19, okay? He's something else. But here's the thing. I got a chance to talk to him late last week. And humble, yet grounded. I think a lot has to do with his family keeping him grounded. He started off singing Where Else in church. And just what a pleasure to introduce to you Cam Anthony this morning, winner of season 20 from The Voice. Cam, first of all, congratulations. What an amazing win, and what an amazing, I suppose, turnaround for your life. You're 19 years old. You win The Voice. How are you feeling right now?
Well, I mean, first I want to say thank you, Gary, for, you know, allowing me to come on here and tell this story. But I'm feeling pretty great. I'm very excited. I'm on top of the moon, honestly. I'm definitely taking some time to let it sink in and just get acclimated to this new environment, this new life that I've stepped into. So
what do? Do you stay out in Hollywood, do straight to the recording studio, or do you go back home and rest up? What happens?
Well, I live here in LA, so I'm definitely back home in my apartment. I just got back yesterday, and I'm just taking some time to chill. I've gotten back home with all my plants. You know, I'm meditating, just taking myself, you know, taking it step by step and just getting myself acclimated.
All right. Well, let me ask you something. I think had a lot of pressure on you, perhaps, when Blake Shelton basically said, we may be having, and I'm paraphrasing here, what may be the first superstar we've ever had on this show. I mean, calling you a superstar and you hadn't even won it yet? What was going through your mind when he said that?
Honestly, a lot of things and a lot of emotions as well, just because I knew that something like that coming from him on such a big platform had to cause, you know, some change and some waves. So I knew from that point on my life would be different. And I was just preparing myself. And I appreciate Blake so much for even having that much faith in me. And I'm excited to continue this journey.
Okay. Did you kind of look around at the other contestants and go, sorry? I mean, that was pretty tough, I suppose, for all of them. But let me get back to the rest of your career and what happens. You get cash. And you get a recording contract. Have you started working on that yet? Are you looking at songs right now? What happens?
Well, thankfully, I've had some time to record and still continue to create music. And so I've had so much that I want to share with everyone. And I think that the next step is just to, you know, create like an introduction of who I am as an artist and what you can expect from music, you know, that is coming to me in the future.
So maybe give a little information for our listeners this morning who may not know you, because you've been singing and publicly for a long time, YouTube and more. So when did you start, and when did you know this was what you wanted to do?
Well, my parents actually discovered me singing as I think I was 4 years old, and my mom heard me singing a commercial. And she was like, you know, I think this kid's got a voice. And so herself, she started to teach me what she knew, and we started putting up videos online. And I also started singing in church as well. And so I think in church is where I really learned that this was something that I wanted to do and how much change it could create. And so shortly after, I started to gain some traction, and boom, the Ellen Show shows up, and she's like, hey, I want to have you on the show. And then I also got a call from the very first African-American president that the United States has had, and that is Barack Obama and the First Lady Michelle Obama, and they were asking me to come and perform at the Easter Egg Roll, which was an honor. And I think all of this prepared me for everything that I was able to do this year.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how old were you when Ellen called?
I was 12, actually.
Oh, you were 12? Oh my gosh. I missed that part of your bio. It's like your life has been preparing for this for some time. You're on Ellen, President Barack Obama and his wife host you at the White House. And then Blake Shelton calls you a budding superstar. I can see where your mind would be reeling with what's next and where do I go?
Sure, for sure. But I think there's definitely this feeling of where I want to go. I definitely understand, you know, I have a purpose here, and I think it's to create some change. And I think I'm glad I have the help of my other contestants and castmates, because, like I said, we've created a family, and it's not going to stop here. You know, the show was just the introduction, and it brought us into each other's lives. Because, you know, I think this is a little tangent, but I think it's so beautiful how, you know, we were all so many different ages and so many different walks of life, but every single thing, every solitary thing that we did in our lives independently led us to that very hotel here in California. And so I think that, you know, if we don't see any beauty and divinity in that, then there's something that we're missing. So I'm excited for this.
Well, it sounds like you have your head on straight and you're very well grounded, but that sounds like it goes back to your childhood, singing in church. I hear that time and time again. Victor Solomon, another one, I interviewed him a couple of weeks ago, and he said virtually the same thing. You guys seem like you might be on the same wavelength there.
For sure. Vic definitely has that understanding, and again, he's one of the people that I'm closest to, along with Christine Kane and Pierre Rene, Dana Monique, Emma Caroline. I could list everyone, but, you know, I think everybody also has that same idea of just, like, we're pushing love and hope, because that's one of the most important things, and one thing that we really need, especially during this time, is some hope, because we've had a year or two, and so I think it's good. I think it's exciting.
Well, and it sounds to me like you can use your platform then and a voice to maybe initiate change in some things that you might be very interested in. Is there a cause or something that you feel led that you want to go towards?
For sure. I think it's important for us to start speaking about mental health awareness, because a lot of us, you know, are suffering silently. And I think that one of the main things that will bring ease to this type of situation is understanding and communication. So I definitely want to bridge the gap between people. And also, it's important to talk about the Black Lives Matter movement and how, you know, there's a lot of injustice that this country is facing. And I think that we can all come together to solve these issues if we just decided to.
And I think that's the thing. There's got to be a time of healing. It's got to start, and it needs some voices to maybe lead that charge.
For sure, and I'm honored and excited to be a part of the change that we want to see.
Okay, Cam, so I know you're probably doing a whirlwind tour of interviews, but after all that settles down and you get settled down, do you already have plans for going into the recording studio, or are you guys getting together and saying, hey, let's do a voice reunion concert tour? What's next?
Well, I definitely am taking some time to re-acclimated to my environment and just, you know, kind of just relax a little bit, because from doing this for so long when I was younger, especially, I didn't have time to really take in everything, and it created a lot of memory gaps, and I don't want that. So I want to be able to appreciate every single moment that I was able to make here at the show and then capitalize on it. So for sure, I definitely am working on getting some music out soon, and you know, possibly very soon I'll be reuniting with some of my castmates, hopefully. Reach with Christine, because she's here, Christine King. Mm-hmm. So we always are together. That's my sister. I love her so much.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, getting back to The Voice and working with Blake, and I don't know how much you got to work with him. Do you see yourself working with him in the future, or at least maintaining a friendship, maybe getting an invite to the wedding ceremony?
I mean, for sure. I think Blake is such an amazing guy, and I just appreciate how down to earth and encouraging he is. And one thing that he said to me before we separated was, you know, I want to make sure that you know that you can reach out to me anytime you need anything. You know that you aren't a burden. Whatever you need, just reach out. And, you know, to hear those words from him was very, very important, because a lot of the times when people say that they're going to mentor you and they say they're going to look out, you know, it doesn't always pan out that way, and it's just words. So it's great to know that what's in his heart is true, and he means everything he's saying.
Well, and I think that's something, as listeners and as viewers, we look at these superstars, and you don't know whether they're really good people or not, but Blake comes across as genuine, no matter what, you know, even if he's fighting with, you know, Maroon 5, it's all joking, but it seems, but you sense that from him, don't you?
For sure, and I think that was the vibe that I could feel from him, even when I was doing my blind audition, because I think it's partly in the way he looks at you. I remember when I was working, even in my blind audition, I felt that. But when I was working with Emma Caroline and we did our joint rehearsal with Blake, he had this look in his eyes that was just, it was something else. It was inspiring. It seemed as if he had faith. And so I could feel that. And I was excited to be able to, you know, just move forward with that in my back pocket, knowing that
awesome.
You know, he was supporting us.
Well, Cam, thank you so much for the time. I know it's got to be a busy time for you, so enjoy the ride. I look forward to watching your career and watching you explode on the music scene. You have a great time with this. Enjoy it all you can, and look forward to maybe getting a chance. Maybe you'll give me the chance to interview again in a year or two, see where things have gone.
For sure, and thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you, and I look forward to talking to you.
All right, thank you. Have a good one. Yeah, that was Cam Anthony. Fun guy, and he was just so well grounded. Good stuff. 656 on Mix 98.